My name is Fran Hazelton. For the Zipang Recording Project, I will tell the story of Ereshkigal and Nergal. This is a love story originally written in Akkadian. The lovers are the goddess Ereshkigal, queen of the underworld, and Nergal, the god of death. The story tells how Ereshkigal came to share her throne in the underworld with Nergal, the god of death. The gods in heaven were having a feast. Their host, the sky god Anu, spoke to his messenger. "Take a message to my daughter Ereshkigal, the queen of the underworld. Tell her this. Because she cannot come up to the gods in heaven, and we cannot go down to her in the underworld, she must send a messenger to fetch her portion from the feast." The messenger of the sky god Anu went down the long stairway of heaven. He came to the gate of the underworld. "Open the gate." "May the gate bless you," said the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper took the messenger through the first gate of the underworld. He took him through the second gate, the third gate, the fourth gate, the fifth gate, the sixth gate. He took him through the seventh gate. The messenger entered the throne room of Ereshkigal. He knelt, kissed the floor in front of her, and stood up very straight to deliver his message. "The sky god Anu has sent me to tell you this. Because you cannot go up to the gods in heaven, and they cannot come down to you in the underworld, you must send a messenger to fetch your portion from the feast."
"May peace be with the gods in heaven," said Ereshkigal.
"Peace is with them. May peace be with you." The messenger of the sky god Anu departed. Ereshkigal spoke to her messenger, Namtar, the god of fate. "Go up to heaven and fetch my portion from the feast of the gods." The god of fate, Namtar, went up the long stairway to heaven. He entered heaven's gate. The feasting gods fell silent. They all stepped aside and knelt to show their respect for the god of fate, Namtar. All, that is, except the god of death, Nergal. He showed no respect for the god of fate, Namtar. Namtar took Ereshkigal's portion from the feast of the gods. He returned to the underworld with tears in his eyes. Ereshkigal spoke to him. "That god who showed you no respect will come to me here in the underworld." Up in heaven, that god, the god of death, Nergal, was being spoken to by the god of fresh water and wisdom, Ea. "Why did you show no respect for the god of fate, Namtar? He is a messenger from Ereshkigal, the queen of the underworld. I gave you a nod and a wink, but you ignored me."
"I will go my own way," said Nergal.
"When you go your own way, my son, you must be vigilant," said Ea. "In the underworld, they will offer you a chair. Do not sit on it. They will offer you bread and meat. Do not eat it. They will offer you beer. Do not drink it. They will offer you a foot bath. Do not wash your feet in it. Ereshkigal will bathe and put on a revealing gown. Do not be aroused. Do not do as men and women do." The god of death, Nergal, turned his face towards the underworld. He went the way of no return, to the place of darkness, where those who enter never leave, but dwell forever without light, eating dust and clay, wearing feathers and crying like doves. He came to the gate of the underworld. "Wait here," said the gatekeeper. "I will tell my lady there is a god at the gate."
"A god at the gate?" said Ereshkigal.
she spoke to her messenger, the god of fate, Namtar. See which god it is. When Namtar saw Nergal standing in the shadow of the gate of the underworld, his face went as pale as a tamarisk flower, his lips as black as tar. It is that god who showed me no respect, he told Ereshkigal. Aha, she said. No god should disrespect another or meddle in their realm. Can I eat and drink with the gods in heaven? No, bring that god to me. The god of fate Namtar took the god of death Nergal through the first gate of the underworld. He took him through the second gate, the third gate, the fourth gate, the fifth gate, the sixth gate. He took him through the seventh gate. Nergal entered the throne room of Ereshkigal. He knelt, kissed the floor in front of her, and stood up very straight to deliver his message. The sky god Anu has sent me here to sit in judgment. They offered him a chair. He did not sit on it. They offered him bread and meat. He did not eat it. They offered him beer. He did not drink it. They offered him a foot bath. He did not wash his feet in it. Ereshkigal bathed and put on a revealing gown. She let the god of death, Nergal, glimpse her body. At first he was not aroused, but then he could not resist his desire to do as men and women do. He embraced Ereshkigal. They lay together passionately for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days. On the seventh day, Nergal whispered to Ereshkigal, "Let me go. I will return." Ereshkigal's lips darkened. Nergal told the gatekeeper he must leave the underworld because he had a message from Ereshkigal for the sky god Anu. He went up the long stairway to heaven. At heaven's gate, Nergal was greeted by the great gods, the sky god Anu, the almighty god Elil, and the god of fresh water and wisdom, Ea. "Nergal has returned," they cried joyfully. "Ereshkigal will want him back," said Ea. "He must be sprinkled with fresh water to keep him here in the land of the living. He must sit bareheaded among us, blinking and cringing." In the underworld, Ereshkigal sprinkled fresh water around her throne room as if she too were in the land of the living. "That god sent by the sky god Anu will eat and drink with us here in the underworld," she said. "My lady," said Namtar, the god of fate, "that god left before dawn. He has not come back." Ereshkigal let out a cry of pain and fell from her throne to the floor. Her face was soaked with tears when she arose. "Nergal is my delight. I did not have enough of him before he left." "Send me up to heaven," said Namtar. "I will bring Nergal back to delight you." "Yes, yes, go up to heaven," said Ereshkigal. "Tell the great gods this. I never knew the delights of girlhood. That god they sent delighted me. Now I cannot trust my judgment. If they do not send Nergal back to delight me again, I will raise the dead. They will outnumber the living and devour them." The god of fate, Namtar, went up the long stairway to heaven. At heaven's gate, Nergal was greeted by the great gods. "Why are you here?" they asked. "Ereshkigal has sent me to tell you this," said Namtar. "She never knew the delights of girlhood. That god you sent has delighted her. Now she cannot trust her judgment. If you do not send Nergal back to delight her again, she will raise the dead. They will outnumber the living and devour them." "Come in," said the great gods. "Look for your culprit. Take him." The god of fate, Namtar, looked for the god of death, Nergal. He could not see him and went back to the underworld. "I did not see Nergal in heaven," Namtar told Ereshkigal, "but I saw a god who sat bareheaded among the gods, blinking and cringing." "That is Nergal," said Ereshkigal. "Ea has sprinkled him with fresh water to keep him in the land of the living. Bring that god to me, that god who sits bareheaded among the gods, blinking and cringing. Bring him here." The god of fate, Namtar, went up the long stairway to heaven. At heaven's gate he was greeted by the great gods.
Why are you here? They asked. Ereshkigal has sent me to bring her that god who sits bareheaded among you, blinking and cringing. Come in, said the great gods. Look for your culprit. Take him. The god of fate, Nemtar, looked for the god who sat bareheaded among the gods, blinking and cringing. He did not see him. Suddenly the god of death, Nergal, spoke. Let the god of fate, Nemtar, be honoured, he said. Nergal, said Nemtar, I have come for you. Nemtar turned to return to the underworld. Oh, he will take me, cried Nergal fearfully. Fear not, said Ea, the god of fresh water and wisdom. I will give you 7 demons. Nergal went down the long stairway of heaven. He came to the gate of the underworld. He ordered the 7 demons to open all 7 gates. Watch out, he shouted. I am coming through. Nergal charged through the first gate, the second gate, the third gate, the fourth gate, the fifth gate, the sixth gate, and the seventh gate. He burst into the throne room of Ereshkigal. He thrust aside the god of fate, Nemtar. He ran up to Ereshkigal and laughed in her face. He grabbed her hair and dragged her from her throne to the floor. He was about to rip off her head. Don't kill me, said Ereshkigal. Listen to me. Nergal relaxed his grip. I will be your wife, said Ereshkigal. You can be my husband. I will put the powers of destiny into your hands. You will sit in judgment. Nergal was overwhelmed. He wept. Is this what you want from me? He said. Then so be it. Nergal embraced Ereshkigal and wiped away her tears. They lay together passionately, Ereshkigal and Nergal, for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. On the 7th day, the sky god Anu sent a message to his daughter. Ereshkigal, that god I sent you from the feast of the gods, the god of death Nergal, he is yours now, forever. Praise be to Ereshkigal, the queen of the underworld. Praise be to Nergal, the god of death.